With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and this is Thanksgiving Day Football Preview. Today with Manchester Essex High School football coach Joe Grimes. And coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks for having me on. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. I know that it seems like such a long season when you look back to August, but then all of a sudden here we are. So maybe, coach, if you would, a little reflection on how your preseason thoughts were, the preparation, what you were anticipating this season, and all the way to where we are now, last game coming up.
Yeah, it is one of those things, like you talk about it. It feels like such a long time in some ways, but it also feels like just yesterday we just started this whole thing in a lot of other ways. I think when we spoke earlier this year and what I was thinking about in that first part of the season was, we had a lot of turnover from last year. We graduated a lot of skill guys last year, so it was a new group of guys kind of jumping into those roles, and I was interested to see how they would fit in and what this team would look like, with the new group of guys putting their imprint on it. That was, really what the thought process was over the summer, and then as we get into the season to watch those guys grow into roles. And, as we are here at the end of the year, I think we did a really good job with that. One of the guys on my team, a senior named Quinn Brady, he was one that just came back to football. He played at the youth level but hadn't played in high school. He's a pretty good lacrosse player, and so he's been focusing on that. But he came back as a senior, and it was, what type of contributions is he going to have, come back to football? And he ended up being one of our, just real great senior leaders, just mm-hmm. one of those good guys that just adds to that locker room and showed a lot of the young guys how to play the game, how to take pride in what you do and do that type of stuff. And so, we were wondering how those new guys were going to contribute and how they were going to fit in, and Quinn was one of those guys that did a great job just getting into that role and being that guy that we didn't really know much about in the beginning of the season, but now we're just so happy he came out.
There's so much to teaching that, it's so complex. But then when you teach football, kids in motion, athletes on the field, collision sport, you've got grades 9 through 12 all in one basket. You need that senior leadership, and it speaks really to the to the upbringing of the kid and the coaching that he is able to take as well, because you got to have that to sort of be cohesive.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that I like about, coaching in a small town where we are, and I grew up in a small town and that type of stuff. And we always like to say in a small town, you get to have a real big impact. One person can really make that type of impact. When you're in a big city or you're a big, big, huge school or something like that, it's harder to have that, to make that much of an impact. But when you're just one of, in our case, 45 guys in the program or 40 guys in the program, you can really have that huge an impact. Just that one extra guy can really make that difference. And every kid on that team, whether or not they're the 11th, 12th guy on the roster or they're the number one, number two guy, those guys all have a big impact on the program and the long-term health of everything that we do, just doing that type of stuff. And so it's really great when kids step up into that role and they take that part of it seriously, and they take that part of it, to heart. So they, as they approach their game, it's just a wonderful part of, being in this type of school and this type of stuff. We mm-hmm. love it over here.
All successful programs have to have cohesiveness, and they have to have that kind of thing going on. But they also, all successful programs make, as you mentioned before, every kid on the team feel that he is a contributor. And that's not easy when you've got freshmen who sometimes don't even know what they're doing. But then they become seniors all of a sudden. You blink your eye. Now, what is the message this time of year, Joe, for the seniors? Because a lot of schools have seniors who participate in the program, but sometimes they don't get into play very much. And on the other hand, you've got kids who played for you for 4 years. So what's the message to these kids, and how do you talk to them this week as the final game approaches?
Well, that's the thing. We really want to talk to these kids as individuals, because, like you said, their contribution levels and their level of participation. And, some kids only played 1 year, some kids played 4 years. But at the end of the day, it's all most of the kids, it's their final game, and it's certainly their last high school game. It's their last time that they get to, lace them up with their buddies that they grew up with and they played with for years. And it's the end of that kind of process, and so we talk a lot about that. And one thing that we've been talking a lot about this year is we have a really proud football history in general. And so, on Thanksgiving, a lot of these guys are going to see the old guys come back, and not just the old guys, but the new old guys. The guys are only 4 or 5 years out of high school, or just, they're that group of guys that come through that they knew growing up. And so, we're paying attention to that transition, you know, how that kind of goes through that cycle of you come in as a young guy watching these kids and they're your heroes, and then you become those guys, and then you come later, and then you look back and you're just part of that process and part of that flow. We talk about that a lot, and we're real, all the guys up there are proud of our traditions and all the stuff that we do, and so it's really a point of pride to kind of, you know, think about that. So that's what we've been talking about, you know, mm-hmm. this past couple weeks, you know, where we fit into that history. You know, we're not just this Thanksgiving crew. We're 10 years from now, hopefully these guys are all coming back and seeing the next group of guys come up and say, oh yeah, that was a positive experience for me. That's the tradition type stuff that we like. And then we talk a lot about that this week. It's not just about this game. It's about where we fit in that long-term history of the program.
I think that's what's so important about Thanksgiving, and traditionally in Massachusetts, because it isn't just focusing on the opponent. It's just not another last game. It's a rite of passage, and it's a ritual not only for the kids, but for the parents, for the friends, and for anybody who ever watched a high school football game. It's really a great thing. And tell me some of the things, the activities, and then we'll get to your opponent. But what are some of the activities prior to Thanksgiving Day? I know that a lot of teams will have team dinners. They'll have captains' meetings with the other team and so on. There's I think it was Beverly and Salem used to have a powder puff derby. What are some of the things that go on in Manchester, Essex?
Oh, so we got some fun stuff planned this year. We've actually added some new traditions, which is going to be great this year, around powder puff games, as a matter of fact. It's something that we're doing this year. We've expanded it to include all grades this year. It's actually a tournament format, and it's going to be held the night before Thanksgiving. Kind of as a little, it's not quite a pep rally, but it's going to have that kind of feel to it where I think a lot of the kids are going to be out there, and it's classes versus classes, and all my football guys are, you know, helping run it and coach it and do all the stuff. And so it's going to be a real fun atmosphere, and everybody's getting pretty fired up about it. And then day of, I mean, earlier that week, we have a senior dinner where the seniors are going to get together across all sports, and they all get together and have a cross-sport dinner that's put on by one of our booster clubs, which is fantastic tradition and just a really kind of positive way to kind of put an end note on the season. And then this year, you know, we're celebrating our cheerleaders. It was their first year back to the varsity sport, so that's a big year for them, and putting an end cap on that and celebrating with them a little bit is also something that we try and do, because they're just, you know, I think that's a really important part, especially game days, is you know, having the band and the cheerleaders and everybody out there supporting us, kind of setting the tone for the crowd and everybody. So, and then Thursday morning, you know, there's just something special about, I know I always like it with the first time that we get to the field. You know, I like getting there early on those days and getting there. The sun's kind of coming up, or the days just start, and there's a little extra buzz and people are pretty excited. And then you start seeing some alumni, and you start seeing some, you know, parents that are saying, hey, you know, it's my kid's last game. You know, I really, you know, they come up and say nice things. And you know, it just is a real nice day. And it's something that as coaches, we all look forward to, not just as the end of the road for the season, but like I said, those seniors and those guys and reflecting back and saying, I remember when these guys were young and, you know, they're just freshmen coming in. And that's always fun reflection. And then, you know what, we get the coach football game too, which me and all my coaches and everybody who's there on game day, we love doing that too. So we get to have that fun as well. So it's Thanksgiving is a special thing for Massachusetts high school football for sure. And, you know, and every coach I know, they appreciate that and they love it. And you know, it's that special time of year where, you know, it's just a fun, nice part of it. And I'm looking forward to it more than work.
Great description. I guess a couple of more things, Coach. Some coaches who I know, if they don't win on Thanksgiving, it's not a great dinner. They can't put it out of their minds. Other coaches can compartmentalize and say, okay, we gave it our best shot. It was a football game, but it's still Thanksgiving. So how do you handle that, Coach, win, lose, or draw?
That's the when people always say, oh, you're a football coach, they always try and draw up plays. And they, oh, this is the best play you're going to run and do. Oh, this is the thing you can do. And it's actually a lot harder to manage kind of the expectations and the ebb and flows of winning and losing games, especially mm-hmm. something like Thanksgiving at the end of the year. You know, losing that or doing something like that can sometimes be a hard to swallow, right?
Yeah.
and you know, you don't want to do that, but Thanksgiving really is about the seniors, and it's you know, the game doesn't count for playoffs, it counts for pride, certainly, but for the seniors themselves, you know, just seeing them and sending them off the right way, that's the thing that you take home with you to dinner. It's not necessarily the score, it's not necessarily, even when you win, you know, it's always great to win, but, you know, it's about, you know, getting that picture with a dad, his son, and, you know, them, and then, you know, sending them off in their last game, and, you know, saying nice things. Those are the things that you know, taste good over turkey for sure.
Yeah.
those are the things, and, you know, whatever the result comes, you know, just having that time and putting out a good result in the football field is what we always want to do. So we can't always control the final score, is what we say.
Every now and then I have a flashback to something I could have, should have, would have done with a student. And it's a useless exercise because, you know, we all do the best we can at the time. But on the other hand, is there someone or something that you can think of in all your coaching career, whereas the opposite happened, where like, you know what, boy, am I glad I said this or did that, or he really took to that and I didn't realize that he was listening type thing?
Well, I mean, this happened, just a couple games ago. It's when guys stick up for other guys on the field. You know, when you say that type of thing, when a guy picks another guy up or someone from the other team, you know, shoves one of our guys or something, another guy gets there and just picks his buddy up and takes him away the right way. It's those little things that you don't necessarily explicitly coach.
Yep.
You know, the little stuff when you see him just acting human and acting like a big brother or a mentor or a leader, whatever you want to call it. You know, when you see those guys do that type of stuff, and you see them be on the reciprocating, I mean, the receiving side of it when they're a freshman, and then when you see them as a senior, you know, passing that on and doing that with a sophomore or a freshman or something, you know, that's the type of stuff that really just, you know, it epitomizes, you know, what we're doing here beyond just the X's and O's and the blocks and the tackles and the kicks and all the stuff. It's about building young men and building them into better versions of themselves, the best versions of themselves that they can be. And that's what we really, you know, again, it's culminating this week, and seeing that stuff kind of transfer over is the fun part of this 2-week stretch leading up to, to the game, for sure.
Perfect. All right, finally, we don't have Georgetown to kick around anymore, so what's the situation this year?
So this year we found a dance partner in North Middlesex Regional. They were in a similar situation with us this year. They kind of late in the summer, early in the fall, they found out that they weren't going to be having a Thanksgiving matchup, and so they were willing to come out to see us, which is awesome because we just got a new field this year and we're really looking forward to having Georgetown host them this year. It was going to be great. But when that all fell through and these guys came up, it seemed like a match made in heaven. So they're a good program. We actually saw them. We played a common opponent this year, so we had a little bit of film on them. And it should be a good matchup. You know, we don't know a ton about them. We haven't played too many. We haven't played them in the recent history. So I haven't coached against them directly. But you know, it should be a good football game. It should be a good battle, and we'll be at home in the friendly confines of Highland Field, and we'll absolutely. I mean, when we were facing the specter of not playing a game or having to go to some far flung town to play a game or not give our seniors that, you know, we were really worried that we weren't going to be able to have to cap the season that way. So we're just happy that we're going to get a really good football game and that we're going to get a chance to, like I said, coach a game and play a game and give that moment for parents and fans and kids and everybody at the school just to kind of put the cherry on the end of the season. It's great. So we couldn't be more excited to play with those guys. We've been exchanging films and getting to know just like a regular prep week this week, which is great. And so it feels just like a normal Thanksgiving, although we don't have the traditions and trophies and the things that we're used to with Georgetown. We will all miss that, but we're just excited we're going to have a game and have a good game to match. And then who knows what happens down the road. We'll see how that all goes.
Yep, one at a time. All right, Coach, great stuff. Great time of year. Congratulations on having a spectacular season. And also, thanks from us from MSO for taking the time to do all this. Happy Thanksgiving, Joe.
Oh, so that, same to you. We appreciate the coverage. Thanks for a wonderful 23 season. You guys, like I said, us coaches, our players, everybody enjoys it. And wish the best to you guys on the holidays as well.
Appreciate it, Joe. You be well. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Joe Grimes, who is the Manchester Essex High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.